joining us on the line right now, and this is one of the only times I ever get to talk to my neighbor, is Super Bowl week. Special teams coach Brad Seely's on the line. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm my favorite author and favorite soccer coach.
I coached Brad's daughter one year. That's why.
You know, I don't believe the favorite author comment for a second, but, you know, it's a nice little line. Hey, Brad, how are you enjoying media day? What's absurd going on? I'm sure there's some crazy stuff going on out there.
Well, you know, we just kind of got here, so we always try to kind of move up into the stands and try to get invisible. So we're kind of watching from afar, and, you know, I'm sure there's some crazy stuff yet, but we haven't seen it all yet.
Brad, I always wonder at these things. I joke that this is the only time I ever talk to you, and you live just down the street from me. Are you comfortable talking to the members of the media, or is it somewhat uncomfortable because you're not used to it?
Well, you know, I would have to say I'm very rusty. You know, I used to talk to guys, and you know, at our place we don't do much of that, so it's not new, but it's you know, you kind of got to relearn some of those things.
Brad, I'm wondering what your philosophy is on kickoff returns. I mean, you guys have used Ellis Hobbs back there, you've used Willie Andrews back there, Kevin Falk. I even think Maroney has had some returns for you. How do you approach that facet of special teams?
Well, you know, what we try to do is whatever gives us the best opportunity to have success and to win. So, you know, it'll change from week to week and actually from return to return based on who we think can give us the best chance to have success on that play.
And you feel comfortable enough that you can shuttle different people in at different times and be fine with it?
We really do. You know, we take all those guys at practice and they all work back there, and we try to get them all ready for the game, and we tell them, hey, just be ready to go, and you never know when your name's going to be called.
This is a question I've asked you in the past, but we have different people listening. It's got to be a blessing to be a special teams coach when the head coach is willing to devote such resources to your part of the game.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, Bill does a great job of letting me know early in the week who's going to be up and active for the game so I can get my planning done on who we're going to play. And he's really good about, hey, whoever you need and whatever they need to do, you know, that's a great mindset for our football team. So it's not hard to get the guys motivated because they know, hey, it's going to help us win a game, then we'll go out there and do whatever we need to do.
You know, when Adam Vinatieri left the Patriots, everybody in New England got a little nervous. You know, who's his next kicker going to be? How would you evaluate Stephen Kaskowski in the second year of his career?
You know, I think he's had a good season. You know, I'm sure there's a couple kicks he'd like to have over, but I think overall he's had a really, really nice second year, and I think he's matured, and he understands a little more about what pro football entails. And you know, we've been really happy with Steven, and happy that he's on our roster.
Hey, Brad, it's good to be able to visit with you again. You know, every couple of years we get to say hi at the Super Bowl, and I'll nod to you when we drive down the street or something.
That's exactly right. I appreciate you guys letting me visit, and I heard it's kind of chilly up there today, huh?
A little bit, but you know what? It's not as chilly as home, that's for sure. So good to talk to you, Brad.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, Brad. See you.
That is Brad Seely, special teams coach for the Patriots.